Blog Talk Radio.
Praise ye Yahweh. Blessed is the man that feareth Yahweh, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in Yahweh. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah, henceforth forever and forever and ever. That is a psalm, Psalm 112, from the word of the true and living Almighty Elohim of Israel, the mighty Yahweh. I am Yirmiyahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in a special edition in the Knowledge Suite. We normally come your way with every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio, with the exception of some F-Days or what other days we so desire to come your way, and we schedule those particular days. But this is a special edition in the Knowledge Suite, and this is what we are doing tonight. We are going to go ahead and do the conclusion of this Father's Day foolishness that's coming up this Sunday day. So you got all this paganism just running into each other, you know, back to back. You're in the season now of the summer solstice. Oh, yeah, the summer solstice, see. This is when the sun is, what, the closest to the earth and is respected and regarded by pagans as being, what, the most powerful. So what they have done for centuries, throughout antiquity and even into the modern day, what they are doing is worshiping the sun. That's right, the big fireball in the sky that was put there for signs and season and has so many purposes that are beyond our what comprehension, because we are the sons of men. We don't know all the things that the sun do and all the purposes that it is purposed, because the Most High Yahweh has a covenant with that particular celestial body, and only he knows all the inner and outer workings and the whole, what, working in the mechanisms that govern its sun, that governs its energy, that governs its glide and its stride across the sky every single day. Oh, yes, my love, brothers and sisters, the great light that was, what, placed there to be, what, the greater light during the day, and the moon being, what, the lesser light at night. But this is all the work of the true and living, Most High Elohim of the heaven, earth, fish, and sea, and all that in them there is. His name is Yahweh. And we praise, we Baruch Hata Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech, Ahalam Hamut, Zalakam Min Harez, Selah. Praise you, Yahweh, King of the universe, who bringeth forth food from the earth. Praise the mighty Yah, he bringeth forth the food, he bringeth forth the what, the water, the air, the land, the dirt we walk on, the very dust that our feet sweat trod upon is all by the mighty Yah. Tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we're going to conclude and let you know beyond all shadow of a doubt what this foolishness has been about all this time and how we should be obedient to the words of the Most High Yah, as stated in Jeremiah chapter 10, starting at the first verse, where Yah lets us know. Read that. Read it, my beloved brothers and sisters. Read the entire chapter, but focus mainly on those first eight verses, where he lets us know beyond all shadow of a doubt that he is talking specifically to his people, us, my people, the so-called jig, nigger, black, coon, African-American, porch monkey, you name it. The heathens will claim it. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, we are none of those. We are the children of Israel. We are the mighty Yah's chosen people, his sons, his daughters, in whom he is going to deliver soon and very soon. And that's what? That's according to his time now, because his time is different from ours. Yes, we're going to dig a little deeper now. We're going to let a narrative play right now as to bring you up to focus and even add more information on to what this paganism of sun worship is about. And, of course, I will come back and we will review and we will put this thing to rest so that you will know beyond all shadow of a doubt. You shouldn't have no doubts after this, my beloved brothers, my sisters, and people of the nations, as to what this wicked paganism is all about. We will return momentarily. Listen very carefully. Call your daughters, your sons, your mothers, or fathers, if you have them, your brothers, your sisters, your children. You know, just gather around and listen, because this is very important. It's going to be like in a narrative form. It's going to seem like the lady is talking to little children, but no, she's talking to men and women, children. Hallelujah. Hebrews, specifically us. And, of course, before we even play it, we're letting you know, any New Testament that's played, I take what? I am doing the disclaimer. We do not subscribe to any parts of the New Testament, yes, including the book of Revelation, which all of you all are so afraid of. But Revelation, what about it? Yes, it's still over there in the Piso family's book. And we're going to bring you some very good information. Just stay with us here in the Knowledge Suite. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we will return momentarily. I am Yerim Yahoo Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio.
Got Shalom, little Hebrews, and Boker Tov. This Shabbat, we will learn about the origins of Father's Day. In Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17, we learn Yah's 10 commandments. And as you remember, commandment number 5 tells us to respect your father and mother so that your days may be long on the earth. This means that Yah wants each of us to be obedient and respect, honor, and love our fathers and mothers, not only on one day each year, but every day, little Hebrews. So let's look at Father's Day. Father's Day began as a pagan holiday that was called the Great Sky Father's Day. This was a celebration that was a whole week long, and it led up to the summer solstice. Now, pagan believers took one of those days during that week to celebrate the Sky Father. They would thank him for giving his human children sunshine and rain. They would tie ribbons around the necks of goats and sheep and sacrifice them and pray for the Sky Father to keep guiding them. Little Hebrews, in ancient times, the people used the solstice as their guide in making calendars, to know when to grow crops to understand the seasons like winter, spring, summer, and fall, and to understand the weather. Now, some people believed that the idea of Father's Day may have started in pagan sun worship. There are some branches of paganism that see the sun as the father of the universe. In June, the solstice happens around the same time of year as Father's Day, so some people see a connection between the two. It seems that although Christian priests, and you know, we know that Christian priests worship idols, well, they tried to get rid of the pagan rituals done during the celebration of the Great Sky Father's Day and the summer solstice. Parts of the ancient practice, such as tying ribbons around the necks of animals, was changed to giving neckties to fathers on Father's Day. Little Hebrews, all over the world, pagans take one day each year to celebrate their fathers and grandfathers, uncles and brothers. Although Father's Day is celebrated on many different dates around the world, many countries celebrate Father's Day on the third Sunday in June. You know, this reminds me of the scripture in Revelation 12, verse 9, which tells us, "And the great dragon was thrown out, that serpent of old called the devil or Shaitan, who leads all the world astray. He was thrown to the earth, and his messengers were thrown out with him." Who leads the world astray? All over the world, pagans take one day to celebrate Father's Day. All over the world. The world is led astray. Little Hebrews, on Father's Day, some people visit their fathers. Some people give cards and neckties and flowers or other gifts like clothing or sporting equipment and food. In Mexico, Father's Day is called Dia del Padre. And like the pagan holiday here in America, Mexican families get together, cook meals, and give gifts to fathers. Okay, here's where today's idea of a special day to honor fathers began in the United States. There was a woman named Sonora Smart Dodd. She was really excited about the American Mother's Day celebrations, so she planned a day to honor fathers. So in the United States, Father's Day has been celebrated in June since 1910. Now just remember, little Hebrews, Father's Day is not a feast day or festival that Yah told us to celebrate. So remember that commandment number 5 tells us we must respect our father and our mother so that our days may be long on the earth. Not just one day, little Hebrews, but we must respect our father and mother every day.
Okay, we've heard those facts, man, and facts they are, because my beloved brothers and sisters, it is important to know these things. Yes, it is mentioned by commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, where Yah told us, the children of Israel, to honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon the land. See how most people cut that off? They don't render it the way it's really rendered. Upon the land that Yahweh, our Elohim, giveth us. See, he blessed us with the land called Israel. So we were to follow this commandment and all of his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments, my beloved brothers and sisters, because as being his mighty nation, we are obligated to do what? We are obligated to Yah. to do what he says to do. Okay, let's review. Okay, the original name, the Great Sky Father's Day, was what this so-called Father's Day was originally called before they changed it and mixed it in with all the other pagan customs, as Christianity is known to do. Okay? Yes. In Norse mythology now, Odin, O-D-E-N, I'm just calling out the name of the pagan, fake, phony, non-existent deity, so you'll know exactly what we're referring to and what we're talking about. The father of the gods, see, the pagans don't know what father of their gods or their deities or their wicked, false Elohim they want to be. They don't know whether they want to be the Z-E-U-S deity or whether they want to be. They got so many different ones, see. But the thing about it, the gods or the deities of the nations are all idols. They're all phony, false, fake, pagan, wicked, non-existent. Praise the mighty Yah. Look at this. He was also known as the Sky Father. Now, this is O-D-E-N, Odin. He was also known as the father of T-H-O-R now, or the so-called what? God of Thunder. But I thought Z-E-U-S was supposed to have been T-H-O-R's father now. See, these pagans got so much confusion and so much wickedness and evil in what they do that they mix all this mess together, and damn if they don't confuse themselves. Not to mention they confuse everybody who try to run after them and do the things that they do, because don't none of their rituals make sense. See, he was also known as the father of T-H-O-R, Thor, you know, the little god with the hammer that's supposed to cause thunder. That's a lie. The thunderings and the lightnings come from Almighty Yah and Yah only. Look at this. And if you notice, there's a whole lot of movies out now about this T-H-O-R, you know. Oh, yeah, they portray this, the false god, as they call him, a thunder. He's portrayed in many modern movies. Odin is also the sky god at Trickmas. That's right, Trixmas, which y'all call Christmas, called Mass of Christ, the Mass of Christos, Jesus Christos. See, here's the thing about the J-S-U-S, Christ. Okay, that's really two deities. You got Jesus. There we go with the what? Z-E-U-S, the fake pagan deity of the Greeks, mixed with another pagan Roman, Greco-Roman deity known as Christos. Oh, yeah. So you can see, they got the J-S-U-S as being a what? Two deity in one. See, y'all don't know all this, but all of this is coming out now, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. It's coming out because we're in the days and time prophesied and foretold by a very powerful prophet of Israel who will be resurrected also, Daniel. Yes, his name means Yah will judge. Hallelujah. See, he carries a sleigh full of toys to every household in one night. The hell, that's all a lie. And I'd like to just stop right now and pray, pause and just thank the Almighty Yah for coming to me as a child now. I was around about the third grade when Yah took the spirit of slumber off of my eyes, and I stood up to and challenged my parents. No, I didn't disrespect them or disregard them. I just told them that I was not sleepy and I was not going to sleep, and I wanted to see this so-called Santa Claus come through the door. I wanted to see if this thing was real, because I'd heard a lot of children say it. And, of course, being a child and being a wise child is that. I'm not bragging, but being a wild child, a wise child at that, you know, a lot of things were going through my head, a lot of things. And I had started questioning a lot of things. Some of the questions, I admit, were a little too hard for my father, but he always told my mother, he'd say, "That's a peculiar young'un right there. Never seen a younger like that one." Hallelujah. I praise Yah for being peculiar. Yes, I praise the mighty Yah for that. And mother and father finally gave up and told my other brothers and sisters to bring along in, y'all, because this is his last year. But you know what? Even as a child, I was relieved to know the truth. Little did I know that later in life that the Most High is going to bring me to face another truth, and that is busting this big lie, this J-S-U-S, Look at that. By his equal in his deception and his wickedness and the lies centered around him as the so-called Satan cloth, Santa Claus. Look at the word Santa. Inverted is Satan. Look at that. Man, please, my beloved brothers and sisters. See, here's what happened. On June 21st, there is a pagan festival celebrated because it is the summer solstice, see. This is the time of year where the sun is closest to the earth, and the pagans regard it as being what? The most powerful. Because the sun is regarded as being what? In its full strength during this time, during what the pagans love to call and refer to as the summer solstice. Okay, this is the time when the sun is closest to the earth, and the heat, as you can already see, the heat indexes are already running through the roof. Now, they're trying to blame this on the green gases and the what? And the methane gas and all this other stuff that's supposed to be emitted by the things that are going on the planet caused by men and their industrialization and their wicked ways and practices, which I'm sure has some bearing on it too. But the Most High Yah is the one who holds the thermostat of the sun in his hand. He turns it up and turns it down when he gets ready. I don't care how much methane gas and the rest of the things that are supposed to deplete the ozone and the other protective layers around the earth. The Most High Yah still owns the planet because why? The earth is Yah's and the fullness thereof. So Yah governs the affairs of men. It is he who turns the temperature up and turns it down. It is he who scorches and burns the sons of men. It is he who watereth the earth. It is he who brings the refreshing air. Who does what? Supply all things and everything. And this is what we must now acknowledge, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the planet. The Most High Yah is in control of everything. See, the pagans in the past honored a Celtic deity called Lugh. That's spelled L-U-G-H, okay? All of this, along with Father's Day, is tied into all other pagan religions. Look at this. All other. See, the summer solstice, this was called Lator. It was a festival celebrated by the pagans, honoring the, what, Celtic deity called Lugh. This is what this Father's Day thing was all about. Christians, of course, which you all call Christians, are notorious and have been notorious for centuries as to bringing in and carrying on and mixing pagan customs into their, what, pagan rituals of today. Yes, because that's all Christianity. Christianity is just as pagan as the ancient Druids. Look at this, the Celtics, and all of these ancient pagan societies and pagan places and cultures that have existed upon this planet and still exist to this very day. Now, in the United States, a lady named Sonora Smart Dodd was the one that started Father's Day in the United States, credited to a heathen woman. And this happened back in 1910. Sonora Smart decided to introduce this paganism into America, which shows you it hadn't always even been here. No, it hasn't always been here in the daughter of Babylon. But now we have a what? Sonora Smart Dodd, that's D-O-D-D, started this paganism here in the United States in 1910. Anything that's wrong and bad, these United Snakers will take hold of it and use it to their advantage because all they worry and think about is riches and wealth at the hands of the poor. And they will use anyone to carry out their wicked motives. And it's still happening to this very day. It doesn't matter who sits in the White House. It doesn't matter who sits or who lives in the White House. It doesn't matter who lives in the white outhouse, because that's all it is. The White House is nothing but an outhouse that's inverted to look like a White House. No, that's a doo-doo place, and it's full of shit, okay? I'm just being real and raw right now, okay? It doesn't matter who gets in there because they all come from the same wicked, evil bloodline. But I got news for the wicked. Your days are ended. and the mighty Yah is going to be the one to deal with you. No, don't be talking about, no, I'm talking about terrorism. Terrors shall take hold of the wicked. But guess where the terrors will come from? Someone that you cannot arrest for so-called terrorism, okay? Terrors shall take you away in the night. Terrors shall sweep you away. And you will be as if though you were not. You will be as if though you did not exist. The mouth of the Most High Yah has declared that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a what? Is an abomination to any and every nation. And all nations, Yahweh, shall turn the wicked into hell, and all nations that forget Yah. So don't you tricksters forget this, because your Christianity is on his deathbed as people are waking up every day to the truth of a true and living mighty Yahweh. Now remember, the pagans put ribbons around the necks of goats and sheep. Now, how do you all still carry that on today? You carry on that pagan ritual by giving your father the necktie. He puts the tie on, and that's still like tying a ribbon around his neck. But let me give you some more insight as to that necktie. That thing is a hangman's noose. If you look at it, it looks just like the same hang rope they put around the necks of our people and everybody they've ever hanged, because that's exactly what it is. It's a noose. And it's also what? Perpetuating and symbolizing the ancient pagan what ritual of putting the ribbons around the necks of the sheep and around the goats, and then sacrificing them unto the sun god. So do you really want to be a part of that? Not Yirmiyahu. Like I tell my children, if I happen to just show up, I'll come around you all during that day, no gifts, no nothing, I'll eat a little food with you and everything, but we are not celebrating no Father's Day. No, no. If you cannot honor me every day like you're commanded to, then let's just forget about it, because I will not in any wise, in any way, fashion, shape, or form, dare engage into any of the pagan customs of the wicked. So y'all say y'all are going to what? Honor your father this S-U-N-D-A-Y day. Even the day that's on is still pagan sun worship. Look at the day, Sun's Day. Look at that, Sun's Day, the day of the sun, the day of the worshiping of the S-U-N, the giant fireball that the Most High Yah put in the sky for signs and for seasons, as he did to other celestial bodies. My beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, and people of the nations, it is time now, if ever there was a time, it is time to seek the Most High Yah. This is who you must believe in. This is who you must put all your trust in. This is who you must now find his ways and observe and do them, because the mighty Yah is all righteous. There is no wickedness whatsoever with the mighty Yah. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 21, there is no peace, saith my Elohim, to the wicked. You must set your heart to be righteous. Psalm 34, verse 15. Hallelujah. Let's start at verse 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Yahweh are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Their cry. Whose cry? Unto the cry of the righteous. Psalm 15:29, Yahweh is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, righteousness, America, righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. America, if you have any type of righteousness in you, you better be bringing it out now. And so far, I haven't seen any evidence of any of it. Nothing but wickedness, 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 wickedness. Father's Day, Mother's Day, the pagan holidays, all of them are pagan. Happy birthday, y'all say. Thanksgiving, pagan. Christmas, pagan. New Year's, pagan. All of it. Fourth of July, because you lied in a way you're not free from those so-called England because you are still an English colony. No. Everything they tell is a lie. Lie, 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 the wicked are estranged from the womb. As soon as they be born, they go about speaking lies. Man, it's been a pleasure bringing this on you. Yes, all the pagan holidays, including Father Day and the rest of them, are all evil, wrong, pagan. We wanted to do this conclusion with you, my beloved brothers and sisters. Spread the word. Tell your family members. Tell your cousins. Tell Pookie, Ray Ray, all of them. It is time now to what? To abide in the righteousness and the truth of Yahweh's word. I am Yerima Yahu Ben Yisrael, and it has been a pleasure being with you in this special edition in the Lottie Suite. If it be Yah's will, we will see you this coming M-Day. Toda Robah, Hallelujah, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom.